Welcome to Hammer Dome! Number one sports betting show coming with Pat McAfee Corporate at Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby.
Oh!
That's Bubba Gumpito. He's a Canadian say she's a bearded wonder wide.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Saya Brucey. Brucey, Brucey.
What's going on, dude?
Is that Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, Bill was
fingering Bruce.
I didn't know if Bill knew the button or not. I couldn't tell. He was just like up there.
What kind of button?
The record button.
Oh, nice. Man, how are we?
You know what? We're doing great, Tony.
How was everyone's Monday night, Wade?
Right. I didn't have the greatest slate in basketball or football, but you know what? That's how it goes.
What were you on? The rules, Browns?
The Browns. And Nick Chubb, 100+.
Ooh. Both. What were you on last night? Cash.
Bengals stink again.
Yeah. Wanted to see what they would look like without Jamar, and it didn't look good.
I think it's just a spooky night.
It was a spooky. When Myles Garrett shows up as Vecna, I mean, the writing was on the wall.
It's tough.
That was the problem.
What was mine? Joe Mixon under.
Yeah, that cashed.
Yeah. There you go. That was fucking...
I was going to text you a handshake emoji with Joe Mixon under, Nick Chubb over, handshake.
That one was never a doubt. Not a bad little Monday night. Not a bad little Monday night. Congrats, your team got better today, Gump.
Hell yeah. All in. Going for it. It's awesome.
Chubb is going to be massive.
Huge. Pause. We don't have many sacks this year either, so.
So you need to get fucking Byron Jones back.
Our secondary is a problem.
Something needs to happen there.
Yeah, I thought they would have kind of addressed that, but I guess they like what they have. I don't know. It looked better in the second half against the Lions. First time really playing together. Maybe they'll figure it out. Let's hope. They're still young, too.
Actually, I just saw a tweet of all the trades, so we could run through them real quick just to see. Okay, Christian McCaffrey, Niners got better.
Yeah.
I actually think it worked out for the Panthers, too, because Deonta Foreman's been running his ass off since that happened, and they weren't going to win a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Bradley Chubb, obviously, Miami gets better. Calvin Ridley of Jacksonville, they get better next year, but...
I don't hate it.
No, I love it. Yeah, I fucking love that move. I mean...
He's good.
The cool thing about that trade is you get what you pay for. Because, like, if he comes back here, it's a six. If he comes back here, it's a fourth. If he plays good enough that you extend him, it's a second. Like, I think that's cool.
It's quite the parlay if you...
That is the first time I've ever heard of any player that's currently serving a suspension get actually fucking traded instead of just cut.
That
was wild.
I like it. I'm a fan.
I'm a huge Calvin Ridley fan.
Roquan Smith to Baltimore. I assume that makes them better. I'm not sure exactly who starts next. Patrick Queen. Hockenson to Minnesota. That makes them better with the Irv Smith injury for sure. Claypool doesn't hurt. I don't think that hurts the Bears.
That's a great trade by the Steelers.
Second, dude. Yeah. A second? Yeah. That's what they got him for. That's what they drafted him with.
Third. And I know, like, Packers fans should be mad that they didn't get somebody, but I wouldn't be upset not trading a second for Claypool.
I agree with that, but if I was them...
They should have got Cooks. I don't know how they didn't get Brandon Cooks.
That's the guy. He wanted to get traded. Make it happen.
Dude, and it's like, oh, we tried. It's like, no, you fucking didn't.
No, because if you tried...
If you tried, you would have got it done.
Correct.
Nobody cares if you tried. Like, you had to get it done, and you didn't again. Like,
1,000%.
I don't understand.
Naeem Hines.
They have a run of games where they could win. They could be a winning team in 3 weeks, and they just said, fuck it, let's just keep going with who we got.
100%. Naeem Hines gives Buffalo another nice little weapon option there.
Don't love that.
No. Jeff Wilson, better for Miami than Edmonds was, because, I mean, he's familiar with the McDaniels. So I think that just makes sense.
When Edmonds was going to Denver, I thought we were going to get Kareem Hunt. But, I mean, Jeff Wilson is
I think you're very, with like, Mostert and Wilson, I think you're fine.
Yeah, replacing the 49ers.
They kind of play the same way, too.
Yeah.
Just replicating the 49ers old attack is sweet too.
Yeah. That was pretty much where it is. To be 100% honest with you guys, I forgot it was Tuesday. We normally do the NFL and what we look forward to. Did you guys do that stuff or should we push that back?
Tony, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I was so excited about the start of Maction football tonight that I did not get a look at the NFL.
Let's do NFL tomorrow.
So I'm sorry. Let's blame this one on me.
Let's do a little bit. We'll look at some of the lines here as we go through. Eagles are 13.5 at the Texans.
Yeah, what are we doing there? Like we're going to have to come up with something.
Yep, we're going to have to come up with something there. Colts are 5.5-point dogs in New England. Feels short. Does that feel short? That New England offense has looked fucking horrendous the last couple weeks. 39.5 might be that was the same total I think for Denver and the Colts game. That might be too high.
You might be talking me into under there though.
Bills 12.5 at the Jets. I don't know if that's enough. I don't think the Jets can score anymore. I think they're done scoring points for the entire season.
Yeah, they're. I mean, if the defense has to score for the Jets to win, it looks like.
Dolphins are -5 going into Chicago. That's an interesting one.
That was 3.5 when it opened.
That's an interesting one.
That's a stay away for sure.
You know, everyone talks.
Bears have played better.
I know. I think maybe they might be able to. Might be similar to last. I think they're going to be able to score a little bit, I think. Packers 3 in the hook at Detroit. Now, everyone says Detroit stinks, but I'm still in the book that what have the Packers done to make you think that they're going to fucking play well?
I'm inspired by the practice talk and the covering of the spread. I'm going to lay the 195.
I 195.
Yeah, I'm just gonna lay the juice and pray.
Papa juice. I like what the Packers did against the Bills as far as just saying fuck it, let's just run the ball. I was gonna say that
because the Lions can't stop the run. Well, they can't stop anything, but
exactly.
Would you like to know what the stinkiest line of the week is?
Let me guess.
Take a look real quick, boys, and.
What division does it involve?
NFC conference.
Not division?
No, it's not a division matchup. Well, maybe there is a division matchup later down. The Vikings.
The Rams?
The Vikings 3.5 at the Commanders. 6-1 versus, or whatever, 7-1 versus the Commanders.
What the heck?
What was this? What does this feel like from last week? There was a game like this. Patriots were favored against the Jets.
Yeah. This is one where, I mean, there was a lot of these last week.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to go down saying that I don't know. I mean, the Vikings are good. They're not great.
You think
Commanders
majority?
Seemed to,
as I say, you think majority of the money will be Panthers 7+7.5 against the Bengals?
Absolutely.
Chargers are minus. Huh?
That's a sit-out game for sure. Yeah.
Chargers are -3 at the Falcons.
Ugh. Man.
Raiders are in the exact same spot they were last week. -1.5 on the road.
I'll be going back to the well.
How are the Cardinals? Now, I know how you guys feel, but why are the Cardinals? I don't think the Cardinals should be favored against the Seahawks.
No, I mean, I don't think Gump and I, except for them playing the Giants, we've been on the Seahawks too. It's not like I stand the Cardinals.
Yeah, you do stand the Cardinals.
I do not.
Whoa.
It opened at 3? Seahawks were +3.5 it opened?
Yeah.
That would have been a nice number to get.
I was actually going to throw this one out as the stinky line because it is stinky.
That's what I was saying. Also, I mean, there's a lot if you want to get into it. The Rams getting 2.5 at Tampa is...
The Rams and Bucks, someone's going to win that game and some people are going to be like, whoa, that team's back. No, they both fucking stink.
This is going to be my big one. Just betting on old Tom.
Are you?
Figure it out a little bit faster. I think the no cup is just devastating to those guys.
Man, and the Titans are 12.5-point dogs. This has to be Tannehill still out, right?
When we get to fucking Sunday Night Football, I'm kind of at the point now after the day where I just like to
that has put to be, my feet up. That has to be Tannehill still out, right?
Yes. That
What do you think it is if Tannehill's in?
7.5
6.5 Yeah.
Ooh, I think that's a tough fall past the 9.5
You think so?
Really?
I just feel like it always kind of holds at the 9.5 for a while if it breaks 10.
Well, what did it move when he was officially out? 3 points the other day?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tannehill's probably worth 3.5
That tops. Thing jumped, though. It went to +1 in the morning, and then it bounced back to Titans' favorite by the time it closed.
Okay. All right, we'll do a little more NFL tomorrow, as well as our college football breakdown tomorrow. But...
Tonight, the Mac is on.
It'll light your world on fire. Mac will burn brighter.
That will
Maction. We'll start Ball State at Kent State. I don't love the Maction tonight.
There will be fumbles.
You know me. I look at the matchup stats. Offenses have.
Tell us the Ball State Kent State matchup stats, please.
These totals are hysterical.
They're both in the '60s. Okay.
Perfect. These teams fucking defenses. 62
versus 65.
Yeah, here's what Tony's gonna do. Okay?
It's not their offenses are not that good. These defenses fucking just suck.
Now the offenses have an advantage versus the defenses in every stat tonight you can think of. Okay, I've looked at them, which doesn't normally make me take an under, but I am seeing 62 and 65. I will take the under in both games.
I mean. I do think Ball State is on their third string quarterback right now.
I almost took the over in both games. That's how I feel about tonight's match. Like,
yeah, I saw Ball State getting 7 points, and you know I ride with the chirp chirp, so let's fucking go.
I mean, first night of action, two-game teaser, tease both overs down.
Okay.
Ball State, Kent State over 56.
Unlike
Buffalo and Ohio over 54, 6.5 point teaser.
Unlike normal Maction, it's going to be fucking 67 degrees tonight. And absolutely perfect. not 1 mile an hour.
And I also am on Ohio +3 at home.
Not 1 mile an hour of wind tonight from Maction. Not one drop of rain. Not 1 mile an hour of wind. Okay.
Yep. I just simply don't know. Like, literally, I have no idea why Ball State moved from 4.5 to 7. I looked at the quarterback. It seems like he's healthy. Seems like he's pretty good. So I too am welcoming Maction with a little Tuesday tease. Ball State +10.5. Ohio +7.5. I actually love Ohio, like you said, Gump, on the 3-2. I think that they could very well win outright tonight. Ohio's also just like my Mac squad. I just love them. They're always fired up on Tuesday.
Go Bobcats.
Yeah, go Bobcats. Just an excellent brand of football. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing, just both the underdogs.
Okay.
Sounds like fun, boys.
Hell yeah.
So I was going to go overs. I was going to take both overs, but I'll tell you why I didn't. Ball State at Kent State. The total is 62.
Mm-hmm. Kent State unders to me. That's what I, like, just my memory, what I recall of watching on Tuesday nights is just they're always on the one.
Ball State
imagine teasing the game 6 points just to get the total to under 60.
Ball State has gone over 62 twice this year. Okay.
Jump on the over teaser, Tony. Let's get wild.
Kent State has gone over 60 twice as well. I don't know, maybe three times. You know what?
Kent State scores and then just lets people score. That's what they've been doing for my entire adult life.
That's Maction, baby.
Yeah, it's just they're always on the one, and then they'll throw like a 99-yard pick six, and then they'll get a goal line stop.
I'm switching.
I mean, this is the dumbest. These are the dumbest
switching
games.
There's going to be a pick fumbled and then picked up by the offense.
Jump in
fumbled.
The water spot.
Yeah, I'm betting the fuck over. Your, Buffalo fuck your teaser. Ohio. Let's go.
Fuck your teaser. Over. Give me both overs. Oh, yeah.
Tony flip-flops.
Don't get caught. Don't get caught on in between.
These are half-star plays, okay?
And that's why you check the weather, everybody.
And that's why you check the weather. What is... Hold on. Let's dive in. Let's dive in a little bit here. Stats. Let's go to fucking team stats. Let's go to scoring offense. Offensive points per game. Offense. I want to know how many plays these teams fucking run. Okay?
I got a little Ohio fun fact. The last two meetings have been decided by 1 point.
Wow. Okay.
So we die with the dog.
I guess.
I guess.
Oh, here it is.
I do actually really like Ohio.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Like I love Ohio. That's serious.
The teaser raises question marks, but I do like
Ohio. Ball State, it's just like, why'd that line move 3 points? I have no clue. I look it up, okay. Can't find anything.
There's
I don't know. Ball State's who's absolutely Ball State playing stunk again? This year.
Kent State. It's the battle of the states.
Okay. Seconds in between plays. Ball State is 8th. Kent State is 13th.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio's 93rd. Who's Ohio got?
Buffalo.
In Buffalo. Buffalo's 54th. Okay. I want the over in Ball State, Kent State. And I want the under.
Oh, the universe.
In,
I think that's smart. I think that's smart.
Catch a wave, Tony.
Yeah, catch a wave.
Okay. Over 62.5, Kent State, Ball State. Under 60.5, Buffalo, Ohio.
Over, under, over, under, over, under.
Final picks.
Hell yeah. Everyone good tonight?
Yep. Got those? Everyone good tonight?
Yeah.
I mean,
what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
I cannot wait. I love
Ohio plus three is, I do, I must reiterate, I do like Ohio plus three.
Yeah. And I just want to just sell it a little. I know we've been selling it, but like this is actually must watch TV. These games are always amazing.
Something awesome is going to happen tonight.
Every single time.
Nobody will be in the stands too. It's going to be fucking absolutely electric.
It's the best.
These kids play their fucking hearts out.
I checked the drive too far.
Ohio Athens is basically
it's far as shit. Like
no, the first Maction in Muncie, we will be there. Don't worry.
We'll if we were looking at like ground. 2 hours, I would be there like a scout.
Standing
in the top row.
Okay.
Well, no, you can walk right down Ohio to the first row, wherever the fuck. Inside. You don't even have to buy a ticket. There's no one going to these games. I love Ball State plus the 7 on this.
Beer's just lost his headset.
That's back to tonight. I actually do like a side on both games tomorrow. So when we do that tomorrow, I do like a side on both.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. NBA.
Fucking Raptors are playing good ball.
The NBA. I can shoot first. If
go ahead, shoot one. First.
I got one play. That's it.
You shoot first.
Go ahead, Bruce.
The Nets, I think, are just auto fade with all of the hubbub over there. So I'm on the Bulls plus 6.5, parlayed with the Suns money line. I'm a little worried about the T-Wolves' whole rebounding attack with Rudy Gobert. But I just think the Suns will pull away offensively at the end.
Okay.
I love Grumpy. The Warriors. I love the Warriors getting one in Miami. Am I missing something on that game?
I don't know. I mean, Miami's been playing bad, but that is a bit of a tough barn, and they tend to get up at home. I don't know. I stayed away.
Yeah, Gumpy, I'm on the other side of that one. I don't know why I do like Miami, but I do love Miami tonight. Jimmy Butler's been kind of trolling the league. Hasn't really played that well. Like, hasn't had a true breakout game yet. I don't know. We'll see what the fuck happens.
Somebody's gotta win. Okay.
That's
but to finish out NBA, Oklahoma City. Oh, jeez, I was on the wrong button. To finish out the NBA, Oklahoma City -3, Orlando going into OKC.
Wide.
Look for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the fuck out.
Love you, Shai Gilgeous.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And then Brooklyn, or Chicago at Brooklyn. I also like Chicago there. Chicago +2. The Nets have been up and down, just fired their coach. I mean,
Pacers, big cover with the hook.
Yeah, that was
Zach LaVine's first game tonight too, isn't it?
What?
Zach LaVine's first game tonight for the Bulls too.
Yeah. Is it really? That'd be good to know, huh? Yeah. Fuck. All right. I officially love the Bulls. Kyrie Irving's out, I believe, as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ben Simmons also out.
Adam Schein is not happy with Kyrie Irving.
You asked for it. Yeah. You got it.
You asked for it. You got it.
It's not for this program either.
Are you fucking still going to wear those gloves forever?
Yeah, what do you mean? We're 3-0 yesterday. Yeah, I'm still wearing the gloves. You're lucky I didn't come in here with the beard and the jersey on still.
What are you talking about? Should've. Bring back Brett. What are you doing here, dude?
Yeah, I'm not happy about it either. Brett's hot on the ice, okay? Brett's system had it all figured out.
Yeah, well, text him and calm. See what he says, dude.
Calm.
Sens are at the Lightning. Lightning are $2 favorites.
The Sens are an interesting team. They made some moves in the offseason. They got a lot better on offense. They still are not very good on defense and poor goaltending. Fourth in goals per game, eighth in power play percentage, but bottom 10 in goals against per game and penalty kill percentage. The Lightning have not been much better, but this is the Sens,
okay,
and this is the Lightning. Uh-huh. So I'm going to go with Lightning, 60-minute money line.
Okay.
Class play.
Okay. Okay.
What, you're not jumping on this one?
No, I'm good.
It's a massive slate tonight.
Flyers are $2 dogs in the garden.
Yeah, the Rangers come home, first Boston game home after going 2-1 on the road. Probably going to stay away from this one, but I would lean Rangers. They are the better team. It's just they are, obviously, the book feels that way as well.
Yeah, it's too rich, man. I guess the Flyers stink, huh?
They did too much.
They do, but they've played
too much.
But like, this is a thing in hockey. Like, you can play above your station for a little bit, and they've done that. Everyone's waiting for water to find its level and them to kind of cool off and cool down. We'll see if it starts tonight.
You're looking for, speaking of, Knights are in the Capitals, fucking $1.60 favorites for the Knights.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to bet the puck line. I'll probably just do, Golden Knights to win 3 or 4-0. I gave out Wild Bill Carlson to have a hat trick on Pat's show. You can sprinkle that, but also Wild Bill Carlson to score a goal tonight for sure. A little underdog, maybe Braden McNabb to score a goal as well.
Sorry, Intimidator. You doing anything in that game?
I am on the Knights as well. Knights money line. This is the start of a 5-game road trip for them.
Doesn't matter.
They've won. They won 4 in a row, 5 of their last 6. They're hot. The Caps played last night, went to a shootout against Carolina. So they have some tired legs probably. And they're banged up. A lot of their good players are banged up. Kuznetsov's still going for them. Ovi's still going for them. Those guys are getting it done. But John Carlson got shaken up. I think he had to leave the game. Tommy Wilson's still out. They're in a tough spot, but they're still playing hard. But I like Vegas tonight.
Pens are favorites at home against the Bees, who are hot.
Yeah, I didn't understand the line on this one. I'm just assuming because the Pens played like shit in 4 games on the road in Western Canada. Sure. I think they'll find it again once they get back home. The Bees rank first in goals per game and second in goals against per game. They are a good team. They are solid, a very good squad. Team. Jari's going in net for the Pens tonight. Ullmark going for the Bees, so both teams will be playing their number ones. I was going to stay away from this one, to be honest.
Okay. Okay.
A lot of people like the value of the Bees.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's the Penguins. I'm going to take that.
You know why? The rules.
Well,
the rules apply. Team A, Team B, on the ice, on the gridiron.
Yep.
Playing baseball.
The rules.
Jeff Carter is out for the Penguins. I know that. And it was announced Letang's a game time decision. So
all right, that stinks.
I mean, but everyone's going to be on the Bees.
True.
So yeah. The rules.
I'm going to make my first hockey pick of the fucking season. We're going Penguins money line because job security, Tony. I saw that. Good fucking catch.
Thank you.
Good luck, lads.
Canadiens are $2 dogs at the Wild.
Seems like a layup, but for some reason, I just don't trust the Wild. Teams coming off road wins, both have similar records, and both offenses really rely on one guy. For the Habs, that's Cole Caulfield. For Minnesota, that's Kirill Kaprizov. So if I was going to bet anything on this game, I'd bet either one or both of those guys to score.
Okay. Swayman's in the net for the Stars, hosting the Kings.
Gumpy. Hey, it's not Swayman. Wedgie. It is Wedgie. Go ahead, Gump.
Wedgie... came in for Ottinger when he got hurt against the Rangers. He was caught going for a hot dog a couple times out for a skate. Kings have their backup in too. Peterson, he's 3-1.
Peterson?
Yeah, he hasn't played well though, but they've been winning.
Both these goalies have a 4 goals against, which is very good in hockey.
Pretty good.
I'm going to take the You take the Stars money line minus 125.
Okay,
I don't love going against Powell. I've done it a couple times this season, but I'm going to take the Kings coming off the back to back plus money. Wedgie's in, as he said. The Stars have lost 3 of their last 4. They are well rested though. They got rest, and the Kings played last night. Kings can score though, man.
Wedgie got some offense. Wedgie was actually out of the net for 2 goals the last time he played.
Against the Rangers on Saturday. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was 3-3, wow. And then he came into the game, and it ended 6-3.
Buy low, baby. Give it to me.
Isles are at the Blackhawks.
Yeah, stayed away from this one as well. This is pretty juiced. Islanders are in the top 10 in the league, though, for goals for and against, which is surprising. Okay. They're usually a big defensive team, but they're scoring some goals this season. Chicago's surprising some people with their record, too. I'm just going to stay away from this one, kind of kick my feet up, watch it, see how it plays out.
You kicking your feet up too?
Yeah, good luck out there.
I'm not I'm not doing anything.
Well, good luck.
Sorokin versus Stalock, that's tough.
Actually, tough. You know what? I will have a bet on this one.
It's good value on the Hawks.
Give me fucking Anders Lee to score and give me Oliver Wahlstrom to score.
I like those.
Boom!
That's good.
Preds are at the Oilers.
The Preds, they have a -7 goal differential. They're usually a positive team. They can't score right now. Just 2.5 goals a game they're averaging, 4th lowest in the league.
That doesn't.
The Coilers, our beloved Coilers, 4-game win streak. In those 4 games, they've scored 18 goals. Give me the Coilers, money line.
Okay.
Yeah, Oilers, money line. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a must.
Our beloved Kraken are going to Calgary.
Tough barn.
It is a tough barn. Last year, in their matchups, Calgary won all 4, and 3 of them they won by multiple goals. So give me the Calgary 60-minute money line.
Jesus Christ, yeah, is the entire league play tonight?
Big slate.
I don't love that it's not Markstrom in that, but I will take Calgary 60-minute line.
Cougars are home dogs against...
the New Jersey Devils. Devils won their last 3 games. Cougars won their last 2 over the weekend. They scored 5 goals in each game. Gumpy, are we doing this?
22% of the money is on the Cougars. Make it 24, brother. Give me the Cougars over the Devils.
I'll ride with the Cougars.
Panthers are $3 favorites going into the barn of Arizona State.
No thanks. Floor can't score.
Mullet Arena is pretty fucked.
Mullet Arena is electric. 20,000, 5,000 coyote acts are screaming.
5 running screaming cognacs.
All rocking their mullets, and the teams are getting dressed in the hallway.
This place looks fucking awesome, dude.
Where did this team play before? Why is this a fucking thing?
They got kicked out, dude.
Yeah, they couldn't pay rent. Wait, there's a documentary on the fucking coyotes. Like,
fucking fear the fork.
From now.
The old building didn't want the team in there anyway. So no thanks.
Have they won?
You're done.
Have they won in the mullet?
Yeah, they're undefeated.
I don't think so.
No, they lost. They were up and they blew it to the Jets.
Fuck, I want to do it. I want to be there for the first banner, you know? They'll throw the 1A game against.
I don't know if tonight's the night.
We won a game in front of fucking, what, 2,000 people at a fucking.
Whoa, 4,700 listed attendance.
What the fuck?
Well, last game of the night. Love the old Pacific Division fucking poop teams to end the night. Docks at Sharks.
Docks are 31st in goals for and 30th in goals against. However, they are 6-1 in their last seven against the Sharks. For that reason, give me the Docks at plus money on the road in the Shock tank.
Okay. Holy shit.
Thank you.
What happened to the Sharks?
They got old.
Lumberjack
traded their studs away.
Is the Lumberjack still over there?
No.
You mean I don't know who the Lumberjack
Thornton, yeah.
No. He's 57 years old.
Oh, buddy.
The disrespect so hard.
The Lumberjack. Dude. Jumbo Joe, dude.
No, that guy's a legend.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, boys. Good luck.
I'm not doing anything in World Series tonight.
I don't love that it's Suarez and not Syndergaard, but I will again be on the Astros first five money line.
Okay.
I will again take the Phillies plus 1.5. Feed me pain.
How about the fucking Nets? Hiring Ime Udoka.
Yeah, what a move.
They don't give a fuck.
Well, also,
so I don't know what happened. That's such an awesome. Wait. We don't know what exactly happened in Boston.
True. No, but I think it's a pretty wild spit. I'm not getting into it.
My thing, people are pulling back up like KD and Kyrie when they got signed as free agents, that they should just coach. Okay. And the possibility of it.
Okay.
Interim head coach Kevin Durant.
I mean, basically, that's what's going to happen tonight. If Kyrie's not playing and they don't have a fucking coach, like, yeah, it's Kevin Durant's basically the coach.
What's his name's coaching tonight?
Yeah, they have an interim head coach.
I mean,
Jacques Vaughn, bit of a Atlanta Hawk legend, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe they just sign him up. Or I guess Amine Udoka is like confirmed, right?
Did the Celtics just say, "Fucking here, you can have him," or they got to give him some?
I don't know.
Like basically said they'll sign away his rights, and then they're going through that whole process. So it's probably going to take a couple days.
Are the Celtics saying they're just not going to release his rights until the end of the season? That seems most likely because they suspended him, not the league. So in theory, if the Celtics allowed it, he could just be on the Nets sideline like tomorrow.
This is what I remember from reading Shams' tweet, is that Boston did or is in the process of doing that, basically.
Okay. We don't know yet. We'll find out. Champions League tomorrow?
It's Euro. Is it champ? Yeah, hold on.
Tuesdays and
Wednesdays.
What's
Tottenham's down to Marseille?
Don't look what Tottenham's doing, okay?
Yeah. Tomorrow, pretty much everybody who's playing, it's all settled for the group. So I'm not. It's a stay away day for me.
Ooh-hoo. Rest the legs.
Rest the legs, lad.
Yeah, it's like today, like Atletico Madrid, like all these teams who are eliminated or through, there's just.
It's all eyes on the World Cup, dude. The countdown's on.
Countdown is on.
Group stage in a matter of weeks.
Okay.
Maybe give fucking Harry Kane a half a game off.
Nope. Sorry. Can't sorry. Do it. Not happening.
You're not even winning at this point. You might as well.
Sorry. Not happening. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do the college football slate, as well as we'll break down some more of the NFL since we didn't do as much today. We'll have more Maction. More NBA. More NHL.
What?
More footy. What? Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.